The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valenti and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rasmussen and Chief Meteorologist, KDK TV, Ray Pentland. You can see him on the radio, not just because he's a TV guy, but we have this video stream at KDKRadio.com. Good to see you this morning, Ray.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
You've got a beautiful Christmas tree in the background there. It's your home. And as you know, you're going to be full focus this afternoon as this weather event gets underway. So if you don't mind, run through the timing of what we can expect.
All right. This is actually sort of almost how you want a system like this to come through. So snow's going to start in some of the northern counties around 9 o'clock, getting into Pittsburgh around 10, 11 tonight. And it's going to be a burst of snow. This is going to lay down kind of quick, and this is going to last until about 2, 3 a.m. So you get that quick burst of snow from the main system coming in, and then behind it, we start seeing some lake effect snow showers. And some of those snow showers are going to continue into the morning commute tomorrow until that band organizes and becomes just kind of combined into one up north. And the northern communities are going to kind of see some prolonged snow out of this one. So that's spots like Northern Butler, Clarion, Jefferson, Venango County up that way, which I know I traveled Erie a lot, and the signal from KDK radio goes way up there. So I know we have listeners up there as well.
Ray, I'm kind of curious to know about the snowfall totals. I know that in Allegheny County, it's last I looked, it was going to be like 1 to 2 inches, but outside of us to the north and east, it's going to be stacking up pretty good.
Yeah, once you get to right around Route 422, so going from Newcastle to Butler to Katanning to Indiana and north, that's where I think you're going to start running into more of a 2 to 4 inch type range. And then those totals get higher. We're talking 3 to 6, 3 to 7 by the time you get towards I-80 and north of I-80. And then in the ridges, as you head off to the east, the base of the ridges, like around Ligonier, I'd say about 2 to 4, but those totals as you climb up in elevation are going to go up quite a bit. We're talking 3 to 6 inches there as well as you start getting up towards Laurel Mountain, out towards Seven Springs. And then Garrett County, Maryland, like Oakland, Accident, Maryland, they have a blizzard warning out of this one. We don't get too many blizzard warnings in our area, but you couple in the snow with the gusty winds that are going to be gusting around 55 miles per hour. That's going to drop those visibilities and make it quite dangerous as you start getting along I-68 down that way. If you're traveling eastward from like Morgantown towards say Baltimore, if you want to go out there for some reason, you start running into the big issues there.
And Ray, after we get through the next day and a half, 2 days, we get a little break for the weekend, and just in time Sunday for the Steelers-Browns game at 1 o'clock at Acrisure.
Yeah, I think things are looking pretty good for the Steelers game out there. And even if I know some fans like to travel in from Cleveland, and there's a lot of Pittsburgh fans in Cleveland too. They might want to be driving into the game. But looking into Sunday, a nice sun cloud mix and temperatures still a little cool. We're talking some mid 30s, but I think a pretty pleasant day otherwise. I mean, this is November football, or December football. Here we are in December already, so you should expect it to be cold.
All right, Ray, you got a big day and night ahead of you. We appreciate you taking some time for us. We'll look for you on KDK TV later.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Ray Pedlund, Chief Meteorologist, KDK Television. On the Big K Morning Show, I love to say Chief. You know who gets a big kick out of that?
Who?
John Wehner, former Pirate, who's one of their color analysts. He every time I see him, he goes, "Why does there have to be a Chief?" I don't know, John. Check out The Drive at 5 weekday afternoons. The stories driving the news at 5 p.m. brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Drive at 5 on 100.1 FM AM 1020 KDK with Colin Dunlap in the afternoon. And in between 10 to 2, it's Marty Griffin. We'll check in with Marty in the next hour. Marty's wife, Christine, will be here to talk about Kidsburg and what else is going on nationally, I guess. This story about this sinkhole has made national news on CBS.
The search continues for a grandmother who disappeared in western Pennsylvania while looking for her cat. Authorities fear Elizabeth Pollard may have fallen into a sinkhole that recently opened up over a coal mine. Her family says she's not been seen since going out Monday night to search for her cat. Pollard's five-year-old granddaughter was found safe inside her parked car near the hole. Police say a shoe was found about 30 feet below the surface.
So we'll continue to follow that story. And Paul, you had the latest news about the sinkhole being compromised because of what they're trying to do to open it up.
I guess one of the problems that they're facing, Larry, with the cold water that they're putting into the mine to clear away dirt and debris is that the water is much colder than the temperatures inside the mine, which has been vacant for such a long time. And so it's structurally not taking it so well. So they've got to change the way they're digging and bring in some supports so people can operate safely inside.
And that said, we'll continue to keep you posted here on whatever happens next. Obviously, we're hoping for the best outcome possible in this situation. Other stories, I wanted to bring this up to you because this kind of, excuse the pun, flew by the radar. And this is the asteroid. There are asteroid impacts, and they are making big news where they're anticipating, and there was just another one that created a great fireball last night. It didn't hit the Earth, but it makes you wonder. So the journal Communications Earth and Environment is scheduling to publish their research from the University College of London on the impacts of two asteroids that hit the Earth 35 million years ago that they believe changed the Earth's atmosphere and eliminated, remember, the dinosaurs, apparently.
Wow. And they're finding evidence of this.
Yeah, apparently. But there have been recent incidents. And if you can imagine, if you're just walking around, say you're outside at night, you look up at the stars and you see this fireball, and you think with all that's out there, sooner or later. So the asteroid, here's the story that caught my attention last night and the reason I bring it up. So I looked at all these news resources about the asteroid that passed last night and recently. Here's the headline from ABC. This is 16 hours ago. Asteroid nearly hits Earth in Siberia with a second massive asteroid passing this week.
Now that sounds like it's happening now.
Right. 21 hours ago, space.com says tiny asteroid detected hours before hitting the Earth to become the fourth, quote, imminent impactor of 2024. And it's funny because all these different sources are describing this in different ways.
Different is a very well-placed diplomatic term.
Yes.
We're talking about hype as opposed
Thank
to
you.
Fact.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But if you see a fireball, there's a good chance it's just something burning up in the atmosphere.
And which is a frequent occurrence.
And if another one hits, we hope it doesn't bring back the dinosaurs.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that story was interesting because, you know, everybody has the potential to see it. Anyway, what else is going on? They are getting ready to open Notre Dame.
Oh, this is such a good story.
After 5 years, the French people and people around the world who donated to support this restoration effort after this historic fire. This is centuries old in Paris.
I have performed in that building.
What?
With the youth choir.
You're kidding.
With the Montana Youth Choir. It is absolutely acoustically perfect. Beautiful building. And the amount of damage that was done in this spire fire to the roof and some of the stained glass was catastrophic. That they've gotten it open after so many years is, for some people, they're saying it's quite an accomplishment.
And I saw 60 Minutes Sunday did a whole story about the restoration process and the painstaking effort that these artisans did, the use of the wood. They got wood from the same place where they got the original
yes.
wood, the timbers,
yes.
and these kind of things. The details of, this... Everybody's seen the dome, right? The cathedral.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. It sits right along the River Seine. The reopening is this weekend, and there are going to be 50 world leaders, including First Lady Jill Biden, President-elect Donald Trump. Wow. 50 world leaders. This is a big deal.
When you were there, Paul, it had to be spectacular.
It was breathtaking. The pictures that I took back in the day with like a Kodak Instamatic, you know, are still beautiful pictures. I got the albums out of storage the other day because I was moving stuff around, and I just stopped and looked through. And of all the cities I was in Europe on that tour, nothing compares to Paris.
Think about this. The cathedral was built and opened in 1345. It's 861 years old. In the last 5 years under reconstruction after a fire, and they have recreated this, and everything's brand new.
Next to the Eiffel Tower, can you think of anything else that represents the city of Paris more than Notre Dame?
No. And you said it's the big openings this weekend. They're having a whole weekend of
Yeah, it's like
events.
A bunch of ceremonies on Saturday and Sunday both.
I wonder if the Hunchback's going to be there. Remember that movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was terrifying as a child.
The Disney version was a big hit.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame. This is the Big K Morning Show. Keep in mind, tomorrow morning may be a challenge for many, and we will be here with the KDK Radio Storm Center ready to go. Give you all the details of not only the AccuWeather forecast, traffic with AAA and Ellen Gamble, but whatever transpires. We got you covered. And joining us every other Wednesday is Carlos T. Carter, who is the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Carlos, good morning.
Good morning. That's my song. Used to spend my time up in the barroom.
Ooh.
That's my song. Yeah, I do that in karaoke.
Well, you're invited Wednesday, December 18th at Mike's Beer Bar. All five of our stations are gathered for a Christmas karaoke on the North Shore, so this is your shot.
What date again?
It's a Wednesday, 2 weeks from today, December 18th, Celebrity Karaoke. I'll save you a spot. And
Save you a spot. I have to check my calendar. Yeah, we're going to turn it out.
We would love to have you. Brought to you by Monster Brewing Highline. And, Carlos, I'd love to hear you sing. And meanwhile, we have a special guest, Dr. Winfred Craig, who is the Director of IT and STEM Programming with the Urban League. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, have you ever heard Carlos sing?
Yeah, he can sing.
All right. He can bring it.
Absolutely.
Well, today we want to talk to you about the digital divide that exists and the opportunity with the Urban League to get some training to get one of these tech jobs that seems to be a growing area.
Yes. In an environment we are in today, technology is extremely important, especially in the job market. What we are offering is not certificate programs, but certifications that are nationally and internationally known. For an example, we are offering certification training in Microsoft Office Specialist, which is the mouse, MOS, and also we're offering CompTIA A-plus certification, and we're offering Cisco CCNA certification. These are, once they take the course, they go into a certification exam, which we do pay, and they become certified. We have a workforce development program behind it, which we work and get these individuals employed in the discipline on the course that they are training in. So that is the requirements. The end result is not only the training and instructional training, but jobs, for economic and self-reliance, for sustainability. And that's one of our key pillars that Carlos placed in the strategic plan, not only sustainability for the urbanly, but sustainability for the clientele that we serve. Two other programs or courses that we're offering, one is Google AI Essential, which is for anybody. It is offered by Google, running through the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, which give individual opportunity to understand what AI actually is, understand how AI can play a value within what they do, even in their own job place. And it gives them opportunity to learn how to maximize their production and productivity in the jobs that they are in. And the last is entrepreneurship. This is one of the things that we want to open up the minds of the individuals and the clientele that we serve. Let them dream and bring their dreams into fruition. Make sure that look and helping them make their dreams come true and make them real.
Well, you know what? I might have to sign up for that Google AI thing. Just, you know, technology advances so quickly to keep up with everything. You really do have to pay attention. This is a great opportunity. Because we have talked with Rich Fitzgerald, who obviously used to be the head of the county here, but about the growing and emerging AI hub that Pittsburgh apparently is becoming. And so getting a job requires some of this training. So it's a perfect time. Very forward thinking of you, Carlos, too.
Well, I can't take all the credit. I think my predecessor started some of this, but I'm really big into technology. And one thing is important to note that, you know, Black people and women are underrepresented in tech. I mean, based on an article from the Post-Gazette in November of 2024, it mentioned that, 4.6% of Black people are in tech. It had us at 8% of the workforce. Not sure if they define it by county or city, but that's still not good. And women, you know, are underrepresented as well, and those are groups that we target. And so we partner with Google and Comcast. But really, one thing that Winford didn't really play up is the fact that there are high salaries that people can make $60,000, $80,000. So, you know, getting certifications can really move people just from being in the service sector, because Blacks are underrepresented in the service sector, to really being and thriving, right? Our vision is urban. We envision a Pittsburgh where Black people are thriving socially, politically, and economically, and that's important. And of course, we don't only serve Black people. That's our main focus, 70%. We serve anybody. You can be polka dot if you're in need. But it's important that we make sure people are empowered economically, and this is part of, you know, what we do and why this is so important. That, you know, a lot of times people aren't, Black people specifically aren't in these fields. Even some of those women don't think, like, you know, this is for me, but it can be, right? And so we have to get people in this sector, because people are being left behind and everything is working hard. And we actually just rewarded 200 laptops as part of our strategy too. So there's a lot of things we're doing in tech and workforce.
And Dr. Craig, how can someone get involved?
Oh, it's very, very easy. They can go on our website, www.ulpgh.org. As a matter of fact, you will see the Urban Tech Jobs Program. You click on it, and you click on I want to submit an application. The application populates, and they just put in their information and choose the course that they want to be a part of. Like I said, all these courses are very good. The Google AI course is for anybody, even you. You can sign up for it because
thank you, Larry.
Right. It's taught by Google, but it's just going
I love
to
this.
Urban League.
Mm-hmm. All right, go to ulpgh.org, Dr. Winfred Craig, Director of IT and the STEM Programming at the Urban League, and Carlos T. Carter. All right, Carlos, what song are you going to sing for us on December 18th at Mike's Beer Bar?
I like singing, Frank Sinatra. I'll do New York, New York. I'll do The Way You Look Tonight.
Wow.
A lot of couple of choices, yeah. But I do Frank Sinatra pretty well, people tell
me. Well, let us know. We'll schedule you in.
I'm the black Frank Sinatra lookout. That's what I warn the people.
Carlos Winford, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Appreciate
you.
You got it. And again, ulpgh.org. Howard, we're going to check in WJET Television in Erie, get an update on their lake effect situation and what we're anticipating. Also, Allegheny County Councilman Republican Sam DeMarco will check in. We'll get his thoughts on the budget that he did not vote for last night. And AFC North road action and home action, HBO's Hard Knocks debuted last night. And if you're a Steelers fan, then you're going to love it. Some people have just sent me some clips. I didn't watch it. I'm recording the series, Paul. It was on at 9, which is late for us, as you know. Typically, I'll absorb it. But the clips that I saw were fantastic.
How often is it on?
I think it's once a week they get a new episode. And this is a massive effort for the manpower that they devote now to four teams. So all four teams in our division, Browns, Bengals, Ravens, and the Steelers are involved in this. And however this evolves through the end of the season, they will follow. So this is the first time they've ever done this. Usually they choose one team. And I know coaches don't like the distraction because they're all over your face. There's no way around it. They have two giant, outside of the south side facilities there where the Steelers and Pitt share those fields, in the parking lot, they've got giant trailers.
Like the TV trucks.
Like single wides.
Yeah.
That they've trucked in. And there are, I don't know how many crewmen from NFL films. But anyway, kind of cool. That is Hard Knocks on HBO.
Yeah, I'm seeing lots of clips on my X feed this morning as well.
All right. That said, you have brought to light something many people have discovered here over the years.
Oh, yes.
Let them have it.
Yeah, you know, there's a website called lovefood.com, and I was directed to it because I wanted to see the best pancake house in every state and D.C. So I'm clicking through, and of course it's alphabetical, and you have to click, 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 so they get all kinds of web traffic. But in Pennsylvania, Pamela's Diner in Pittsburgh is it.
That is so great for them.
And really, pancake house is not appropriate here. If I have it right, it's hotcakes, right?
Yeah. I mean, but Pamela's, you know, didn't President Obama's...
Oh, he's hooked. He's hooked on Pamela's.
Other stars or known politicians.
Right. I took my dad in there, and he had that crepe style, you know, with the crisped edges and the toppings.
Now you're making me hungry.
Oh, man, he flipped. He loved it. So congratulations to Pamela, best in the state of Pennsylvania.
How about that? Now I want to go.